The Tennessee State Fair is underway. This year brought a brand new contest, Timber Calling. Reporter Leslie Eiler-Thompson checked it out.
Timber!
That's not a trained lumberjack you're hearing giving the warning of a falling tree. No, it's a contestant in a brand new competition at the Tennessee State Fair in Wilson County near Nashville.
I'm going to tell the contestants, you do what you feel you need to do. And I'm going to tell them to be inventive, you know.
That's Kenneth Pinnell. He's been the organizer for all the calling contests here at the Tennessee State Fair for several years. Timber calling is Pinnell's original idea. He thought this year's State Fair theme of forestry called for it. There are other contests that honor the theme, like log sawing and birdhouse building, but timber calling was a main attraction at the fair this year.
When I say tim, you say bird. Tim!
Contestants have only a microphone and 60 seconds to perform their best lumberjack call. This call and response performance was by Justin Franiak.
We found it online because we were just looking at fairs to go get corn dogs at and clicked on new competitions and then it was right there.
Franiak and his friends were part of a diverse group of callers ranging from elementary school kids to retirees. Most callers use the traditional lumberjack warning. They have to convince a panel of 8 judges. Now, creativity does play a role, and some contestants opt for a more unusual call.
Let's get ready to timber!
Organizer Kenneth Pinnell's favorite part of the event, and what brings him back year after year, isn't the contest at all. It's the crowd that watches the callers. Some of whom came from as far as Oklahoma to be part of it.
It's a hit. They just have a really good time. You get the feeling that everybody cares for you here. You're very welcome.
Ultimately, it was Justin Franiak with his call and response who took the top prize of $30 and the Timber Calling Championship title.
I will hold the Tennessee State title for a year. I will be back to compete again.
But it's not clear if timber calling will become a permanent part of the state fair when forestry is not the theme. That means Franiak could hold the title forever. For NPR News, I'm Leslie Eiler-Thompson in Wilson County.